victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Graces and Places. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Has every one of us in the body of Christ received a gift, or gifts, grace, or graces? Have we? What are they for? What are these graces for? Put the scripture up there again. As every man has received the gift, what do you do with it? Somebody say minister.
Minister.
Now this word minister, ministering, ministers, ministry, has been used so much in church circles that, you know, if you hear something a lot, you tend not to pay attention to it. It just becomes part of the furniture, you know. It's always around. But ministry, if you look it up, let me read it to you, make sure I've got it right, in the Greek. It literally means to attend to. To attend to. And it literally means to wait on. And I think in our modern vernacular, that's probably the best phrase I'm aware of right now. To wait on. And it is used specifically referring to waiters. Just like we go out to the restaurant. And there is a waiter, waitress, wait person. And what does the wait person do? They wait on you. How do they wait on you? They attend to you, to your requests. And it is a service, isn't it? What does it mean, minister? It means to wait on. It means to attend to. A couple of other phrases you'll see. To run errands. To serve. To me, one of the clearest pictures in the Bible of this word and this concept is in the book of Acts, when they needed somebody to wait tables. Look in the book of Acts, over at the sixth chapter. Acts 6 and verse 1. It says, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians. They hadn't heard that teaching yet, I guess, on Thanksgiving victory. This is in the early days of the church. Their widows were neglected in the daily what? Ministry. Now let's just stop right here. This is the nature of the flesh, the nature of the unrenewed mind, which is the nature of the unsaved person. That when something's wrong, what do? You gripe about it. Did you hear what nature this is? Unsaved people. Saved people are not supposed to act like this. How many understand this is faithless? Isn't it? Our widows are not being taken care of properly. Why don't you believe God and take care of them then? Well, I think the church ought to do this, and I think the church ought to... Well, who are you? You is the church. That's one thing I am so pleased. I didn't say proud. But I am so pleased with you, with this church, about. We were endeavoring to check on some folks when it was so cold, you know. Temperatures had plummeted a few days back. Make sure everybody's okay and they got power and they can stay warm. And person after person that we checked on that did need something, some of you had already taken care of it. And that's just better. I said, that's better. Because that's you loving your brother. That's you using your faith. That's you sowing. That's you being led and hearing from God. And that's you that'll get the reward. I am so pleased about that. I'd give you a star if I could. I'd put one right on your forehead. I said, what is that? My pastor gave me a star. No, I believe it pleases the Lord, don't you?
Yes.
That's the way it ought to be. But see, that's what faith does. Faith won't gripe and blame somebody and try to get somebody to fix it. That's looking at them, making them your source. What will faith do? Well, they won't help us and they won't do anything about it. You say, no biggie. We'll believe God and do it ourselves. Don't call them again. We got it. We got this. That's how faith does. And I don't mean bitter against them. Just hope. No, no problem. We'll believe God. But unbelief, going to gripe, going to complain. The 12 called the multitude of the disciples to them and they said, it's not reasonable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. That's not a matter that they thought they were too good to serve tables. They didn't say, this is beneath us. What'd they say? It's not reasonable. And it's not, oh friend, I could preach right here. It is not reasonable that pastors are doing everything and you got a church full of people doing nothing. I know pastors, friends of mine. Good people love the Lord, but they wear their self out doing things that any number of their folks could and should be doing. And they want to be a good pastor, and so they just run their self ragged and don't realize it's taking the anointing off of them. Because they're wore out when they get to the pulpit. They haven't given themselves adequately to the Word and to prayer. Because they're busy doing this other stuff. Because they want everybody to know, I don't think I'm too good to do that. It's got nothing about you thinking you're too good. It's just not reasonable that a church full of people do nothing and three people try to do everything. Is it reasonable? Help me out. It's not. And so they said, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. How many know you need to be full of the Holy Ghost and you need to be full of wisdom to wait tables? True or not? You need to be full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom to park cars. And clean restrooms. See, there's been wrong thinking. There's been wrong thinking. People have thought, well, you know, this is a menial task. You don't need any special skill. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom to do everything that every member in the body of Christ should be doing. And if it's for the Lord and for His things, there is no such thing as an insignificant task or an important job. If it's helping the kingdom some way, if it's helping the saints some way, if it's helping the church, if it's helping get the word out, it's important. And you need to be full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom to do it. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, laid their hands on them And these guys took care of it. The word minister here is where we get our, one of these words is where we get our word deacon from. And it's very interesting that in probably well over half the churches in the country, the deacons run the church. And some of them use this verse and say, well, we will choose out men that we'll set over this business. So then we're supposed to take businessmen and let them run the business of the church. Set over what business? The business of waiting tables. See how people take scripture and just twist it around and make it say everything? It's sad. You got people that got no call on their life to be leaders. Just because you made some money in business does not qualify you to make the decisions on a spiritual ministry. It's so sad the way some things are done. And the results or the lack of results are the result. But this is the perfect picture of ministry. The word literally means to wait on, to attend, to serve. And this is near and dear to our Master's heart. Is it or not? Oh, friend. Remember right before he went to the cross? What did he do? They're at meal. They're eating. He gets up. He takes off his outer garments. He pours water. He washes their feet, didn't he? He's dipping food and handing it to people. Peter said, no way you gonna wash my feet. You are not my waiter. You are not my server. Only servers, the lowliest, do this. Jesus said, well, you don't understand what we're doing, but you'll understand it later. He said, you never going to wash my feet. He said, well, if I don't, you won't have any part with me. One thing I like about Peter, didn't take him long. To, but he said, okay. He said, then not just my feet, my hands, my head, wash me. But the Lord did that. And it was hard on them to let him minister to them, serve them. Did you hear that phrase, friend? Was it hard on Peter to let the one he respected so much minister? What does minister mean? Wait on, serve him. But he got up and he said, you call me master and Lord. And you say, right, that's who I am. But if I, your Lord and master, have done this to you, you should do this with each other. And you're going to be happy if you do it. Happy if you do what? If you serve each other.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.